Professor Derek Clements Crowe.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for that introduction, and welcome to you all to come here to the University of Reading. We're very proud of our very rich, diverse student culture, and I won't have time to talk to you all this morning, but on our way round the world in my lecture, we will make some points about aspects of particular countries, and there may be some of you that can add to what I say. On that last point on music, is anybody from China here? I'm sure there are. How many people from China? Okay. Well, I'm off to Beijing on Saturday, one of my last trips to China, I was presented with a Chinese musical instrument called an ahu. Ahu. I can't find anyone, even in London where I live, to teach me this. So if any of you Chinese people have some contacts, either in Reading or London, that know about the ahu, I'll be very... Please let me know. Okay. Now, I've got to move quite quickly this morning because you've got a very busy program and it sounds very exciting. Intelligent architecture. Architecture is the science and art of building. And, of course, it's very old, and all of our civilizations, countries all over the world, have particular things we think about those countries in terms of their buildings and architecture. Buildings are important because, surprisingly, we spend 90% on average of our time in our lives in buildings. It's a lot. So, obviously, their impact on us on the inside of the building is very important. So why intelligent? Well, as we'll see in a moment, it's not a new thing, intelligent buildings. They've been with us for centuries. But we do have quite a lot of cheap, bad building around as well. So how do you make a building intelligent? Basically, we define that very simply by buildings that respond to the needs of the people within them. So our talk is going to start, we'll have the lights down now, by looking at the climates around the world. Because climate, could we take the lights down, please? Thank you. because climate obviously has a big impact on shaping people's ideas about, first of all, what they need, and how we have buildings. So around the world here we see, starting from the cold regions, the ice caps, the tundras, the mountains, continental climates, Mediterranean, subtropical, the rainforest, savannas, steppes, deserts. And when you think of those different areas around the world with those sorts of characteristics, you immediately come to mind different things, whether they could be tents, they could be mud huts, or whatever. And there we can see, you can pick out your places around the world, and these different colours give you the different type. The cooler regions in the blues, the very light regions, the deserts, and the forest regions in the deep greens. And you can see your patch on that map. And, of course, for centuries, people around the world have shaped their buildings and architecture, mainly governed by the climate that they actually live in. So, intelligent buildings, we basically want to know what is happening inside, immediately outside. You've got to know what the conditions are, what sort of work you're doing, for example. And then you've got to decide the most efficient way of providing convenience, comfort, and also the fact that the environment around you actually has an impact on your efficiency of working. So, you know, how hot it is, how light it is, and so on, affects our degree of effectiveness in the work situation. And we're finding that increasingly. I've got a big program of research in this area. And, of course, you want buildings and environments that will respond to your needs, because over the course of a day, from morning to night, to the time when you're sleeping, your physiological system is changing, your emotional system is changing, we all have these diurnal rhythms, and we need the environment to have some adjustment around those. Now, when we start thinking of buildings, the human system is very interesting. And here we see the human skin is a very good model for how buildings should behave, because the skin protects us. When it's damaged, it's self-healing.